Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer, another remote edition of Soundcheck today. I thought when our performance studio reopened we might not do these anymore, but it turns out it's a handy way to catch up with bands who are not here in New York. And right now, the Heavy Heavy are in the midst of their North American tour, in support of their EP called Life and Life Only. The Heavy Heavy is a band out of Brighton, England, on the English Channel, and their music seems to have been teleported in from the late 60s, early 70s, the psychedelic pop of both England and America. We'll find out how that happened in a moment, but first, here's a great example of the Heavy Heavy's music, a live performance of their song, Miles and Miles.
Thank you.
That's a live performance of the song Miles and Miles by the band The Heavy Heavy. And joining me at the microphone, the two lead singers, the couple at the center of The Heavy Heavy, Will Turner and Georgie Fuller. That's a great driving song. Is that what you guys had in mind when you wrote it?
Absolutely. It was written imagining driving across America. So it's coming full circle right now for us.
Right, because you're here touring around. As a native New Yorker, the idea of tooling on down the open road with the windows down is a purely theoretical exercise, because for us, it's just sitting in traffic all day.
I love that you say that, because that song was written in our one-bed flat in London. So it was quite similar, I think.
Yeah. There is a kind of a heavy presence of reverb, echo, on your two voices. And I can't help but notice a kind of echoing in some of the names. The Heavy Heavy, Miles and Miles, Life and Life Only is the name of the EP.
Never thought about that, ever. That's
okay. Great. So, total coincidence, then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we love reverb, but obviously more than we thought.
That's crazy.
So no one has pointed that out to you?
Not at all. Not once.
Nope.
Okay. The band name, The Heavy Heavy, does that have to do with the fact that there is already a band called The Heavy?
It's not linked to them at all, but yes, we know about those guys.
Yeah, they were on our show a number of years ago when they were first beginning to attract attention. Also, with a sound that would have been their parents' sound, or in your case, possibly even your grandparents. What was the attraction of this kind of sunny yet trippy kind of 60s, 70s sound for you?
I think it's just, for both of us, the best sounding records we've ever heard are from a certain time, both the composition and the recording of them. So we're going back to where they're from and carrying it on, I think.
Yeah, and it was certainly our parents' music. So that's what we grew up with and just seeped in to our bones, you know.
Mm-hmm. How authentic are you in the making of your own recordings? I mean, are you doing analog? Are you using reel-to-reel tape, etc.?
It's a hybrid system, I would call.
Yeah, because, Will, you did say that they were great-sounding records. I noticed that it wasn't just like great music. It was great-sounding records. So the actual production values seem to be something that the two of you have been trying very hard to kind of bring back.
Absolutely. I think it's amazing. All the sounds of those songs, even though they're predominantly just bass, drums, guitar, and maybe piano and keys, but the expanse of the sound with the reverb and the layered vocals, it's fuel for the imagination, and it's not with the use of electronics or synthesis. So that's what was exciting to me. It's primal yet extra. So that's what we're trying to bring back, you know.
Right. In a day and age where if you put most songs up on a screen, you know, on a computer screen, it's just a block of sound. You don't have and Georgie is making the same hand motions that I'm making. It's nice to actually see a waveform when you put a piece of music up.
Dynamics, right?
It's
absolutely
human.
So do you know who Jan Wenner is? Founder of Rolling Stone magazine, right? Mr. Classic Rock has recently said that he's basically done his own version of Rock is Dead, you know, saying that, you know, rock is on its way to becoming a niche style of music like jazz. And yet, I can't help seeing not just the two of you or even the five of you in the band right now, but a whole generation, it seems, of people of your age who are listening to music that people of my age grew up with. And it doesn't seem dead at all. I wanted to just get your reaction to that kind of recurring trope of rock is dying, rock is dead.
I think people have been saying that for 40 years, and I think it will continue. You can't get away from guitars and drums. You just can't, you know. I think it's as I say, it's quite primal. Making music is timeless is one of the big things we try and do. So in effect, timelessness is a major quality we try and go for. So we hope it doesn't die. Because
it won't.
No, it won't. Rock and Roll will never die.
another song title, yes. Yeah. There's one for each side of the argument, or many for each side of the argument. Georgie, when you're on stage and you're looking out at the audience, who are you seeing? Who is the audience for this music?
It's really cool, actually. It's a wider net than I thought, and I'm every night being pleasantly surprised by seeing people our age, a lot of women in the audience getting down, you know, that really touches me, because the bands that you look at from the era that we love, there weren't many females, and the females that were there are, you know, really iconic. And so it's really cool to see women connecting with rock that's happening now. But yeah, it's every generation, you know, it's amazing.
18-year-olds, what they're up to. 80-year-olds.
Though. Yeah, and when we meet fans afterwards, and you know, they're, oh, my kids love you. That I say, oh, how old are they? Oh, they're 7 and 8. I'm like, what? So you've got like 7-year-olds to 70-year-olds. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it actually doesn't surprise me, because I mean, a song like Miles and Miles is, it's like I didn't grow up with that, but it certainly reminds me of lots. I mean, it just feels like something that I've had in my ears for decades, even though it's a brand new song. It just has that kind of classic sound. I understand the next one we're going to hear, Go Down River, is the first song the two of you wrote. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. This is one of these sort of demos I had lying around, and it was going nowhere, and it didn't do for a few years. And then as soon as me and Georgie started putting Georgie's voice on the recordings, it all was started to fit into place very, very quickly.
It felt very inevitable. And in terms of stacking the harmonies as well, it just everything kind of fell into place, didn't it?
Yeah, sort of straight away. Yeah, this is the sound it started with, and it you know, this is our sound, I believe. You know.
All right. Well, let's hear the heavy, and this live performance of their song "Go Down River." That's Go Down River from the, well, there's a version of it on the EP called Life and Life Only by the British band The Heavy Heavy, but that is a live performance. Will Turner, Georgie Fuller, and the band, Will playing guitar. Georgie, you're playing, what kind of organ is that you play? It has a very vintage sound.
Yeah, it's a Vox Continental, which is what the Animals and the Doors used a lot.
Okay. I was wondering if the Doors would come up in this conversation because, you know, that sound to me has, it's a very Ray Manzarek kind of sound. Mm-hmm. But also, Georgie, you were mentioning the stacked vocal harmonies, which remind me of, you know, bands like the Mamas and the Papas, the Association, you know, that was also a big part of the sound of, oh God, over 50 years ago now.
Yeah.
So, you know, in terms of when the two of you are talking about great records, great songs, but also great productions, who are you looking at?
I mean, those two, for sure. I would say the Stones. We spent a lot of time in lockdown listening to Goat's Head Soup. I mean, Phil Spector, for you, in terms of production.
Yeah, it's a big deal. All of that stuff, Crosby, Stills and Nash, yeah. You know, those iconic records. Yeah, same Mamas and Papas in terms of the vocal harmony stacking, you know, that's them
and Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, bands like, you know, the Hollies in the UK, and the Birds, all of that sort of world. They're all linked together, really. Mm. I mean, they probably all lived in Laurel Canyon, I suspect, at the same time. Yeah. But it's, yeah, it's a great sound.
Well, now you mentioned Crosby, Stills, and Nash. You can often tell a lot about a band in their early days by who they choose to cover.
Yeah.
And you've done a cover of Crosby, Stills, and Nash's Guinevere.
She walked out through the garden in the morning after it rained. Peacocks wandered aimlessly underneath an orange tree. Why can't she see me?
So was that kind of a statement of intent or an acknowledgement of inspiration? What was that?
Well, we were doing, during lockdown, we were like, okay, let's do some sort of, we called them COVID covers, and we just get people to request songs. And that was one of the songs that was requested along with Helplessly Hoping. And so this kind of theme started to, so we did one and then we did the other, and they just work so beautifully. And they're a joy for you, I think, Will, to kind of cover and produce the way you want them to sound.
Yeah.
Well, Guinevere is an interesting one because it is Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and yet it just has the kind of the feel, possibly because of the name, of like old British folk fables, legends. So, you know, that kind of the kind of thing that was woven through early Led Zeppelin records.
Yes.
And it
has this feel of, as you said, it's sort of medieval Britain, and I don't know, there's something so magical about it that you can't quite tap into ever, but you feel it, you know.
Yeah, right. David Crosby's weird guitar tuning and that, those kind of like, he used to write like sea shanties, didn't he? But that kind of like mystical, yeah, you're exactly right, that kind of like pentangle British kind of, that vibe.
Yes.
Slightly, yeah, different from, say, what Stills is doing with his sort of more American side of things. Mm. Yeah.
Georgie, you mentioned your London flat, but you're originally a Brighton band, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, we kind of formed the Heavy Heavy in London, but we moved to Brighton, and so everything feels a lot more sort of coastal and among the Sussex Downs now. And that's kind of where most of the band are. We're all based around the South Coast, so Brighton's a kind of good marker on the map.
Right. And where are you from originally?
I'm from a little village just outside of Brighton, at the foot of the hills. So I spent my, you know, youth going into Brighton, and it just attracts a certain type of person. The landscape.
Do you happen to know Guinevere Raymond, the guitarist?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
She does sort of John Fahey style guitar music, and yeah, so she's from Wales, but she lives in Brighton, and
nice.
That area we were talking about, you know, that kind of Welsh fable thing runs through a lot of her music, and so Will, where are you from?
I'm from the Welsh border, so Wales joins England. I'm in the middle there, right in a really, really very pretty rural countryside, which is equally heaped in history of music and art and stuff. So it's a great place.
Again, like I just imagine Robert Plant tramping through that part of the country in the early years.
That's very,
and
very
now
true.
Now again.
Yes, well, I think he lives in my hometown. Well, he did live in my hometown for a little while, so you're dead right.
Okay.
I was at school with his son, you know.
Did you really?
Briefly, yes. Yeah.
So let me ask you the name, the Heavy Heavy, for a band whose music is so bright and sunny. Was that an intentional head fake on your part?
No, I think it sounded cool, and we heard a pretty cool thing, David Bowie talking about Ziggy Stardust, trying to describe it to a journalist, and he said, "Oh, it's heavy, heavy, man," and that was good enough for us, so we went from there.
Okay. Well, the EP is called Life and Life Only, and we'll hear the song next called All My Dreams, which has that great Doors organ sound. It, you know, has everything we've been talking about, including an electric guitar solo, which is like, you know, I don't know what's happened to the guitar solo, but it's nice to hear one every now and again.
That's good. That's good.
Let's hear a live performance from the Heavy Heavy of the song called All My Dreams.
Sunlight never sleeps, it's a beauty color.
That's a live performance of All My Dreams from the band The Heavy Heavy. A version of that is on their EP called Life and Life Only. And Will, Georgie, a lot of attention for the band, for a band that has not yet released an LP. So when does that happen? Have you written it already? Have you started?
We've started. We've got a lot of demos. But we've suddenly become very busy. And so...
I've noticed.
So we're going to try and find the time to kind of wrap it up and pick the right songs. And, you know, the aim is for it to come out next year. Hopefully that happens. But yeah, it's cooking. It's underway.
Okay. Will it have a double title? Like Life and Life Only? Miles and Miles?
It'll be... First album.
The debut album by the Heavy Heavy.
I like that. We're keeping that.
It's been really great having a chance to talk to the two of you and to hear the whole band in these live performances. Good luck with the rest of the tour and the new record, and thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Watch the video of The Heavy Heavy performing their song Go Down River for us. It's on our website, newsounds.org, or on the New Sounds YouTube channel. I don't know about you, but I'm getting a serious Pink Floyd Great Gig in the Sky vibe from this song in the background from The Heavy Heavy's EP called Life and Life Only. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for Soundcheck.